Welcome to Community Connections. I'm Alan Collier, and it's my pleasure to be with you for the next 2 hours. And of course, during Community Connections, we interview local groups. The moment it's a bit hard with the lockdown on, but even so, a lot of these groups are doing various things through Zoom and that. And also, we will get back to some sort of resemblance fairly shortly. So I have with me today Erin Weinberg. She's the big chief. She's a chief operating officer at Siri. Welcome, Erin.
Hi, Alan. How are you going?
I'm going very well. And what about yourself?
I'm pretty good, thanks.
And you tell me you're also trying to homeschool as well as being with us as well.
There's a bit of multitasking going on today, so I'm sure a lot of other people, a lot of your listeners would be experiencing as well.
Erin, so we know it's a bit hard, but obviously Siri, and we should mention that Siri, when you're looking up about Siri, it's C-I-R-E, and Erin will talk about different ways to keep on track what they're doing, but we need to remember it's spelled C-I-R-E. Erin, so what are you doing at the moment?
We're doing a lot of things, Alan. So COVID hasn't stopped our organisation. It's actually made us think a bit differently, but we're still continuing with all of our services. I guess first up, I wanted to talk about the Youth Health Hub in the Yarra Ranges. So it's a really exciting opportunity, and it was launched on the 17th of August. The initiative is funded by the Australian Government under the PHM program. So Siri, along with Inspiro, Anchor, Eastern Community Legal Centre and UNA are delivering services. And what it's about is delivering vital health and support services for young people. So those aged between 12 and 25, living, working or studying in the Yarra Ranges. Free support for those people. It's all in the one place, whether they're looking for counselling, housing, workshops, training, legal advice or other support. It's the one place for these young people to go to. And at the moment, it's obviously all virtual, so either contacting by phone or via email to make that connection, but that support is there. And the Australian Government under the PHM program actually committed $4.5 million of funding towards that over 3 years. So it's a great initiative. We're really, really happy to be part of this. And if I can give the listeners a number, Alan, for people who would like to contact this group. So it's a mobile number, 0409 348 604. I'll say that again. So 0409 348 604. It's also an email if people prefer to contact that way. It's Youth Health Hub, all one word, Inspiro, which is inspiro.org.au.
And one of the good things, obviously, by the government funding it over 3 years, it's not a case of setting up a pilot program which lasts 12 months and by the time people hear all about it, it's the funding's finished and it's gone, is it?
That's right. That's right. So the plan is to continue it, obviously, and we'll get right into it any way we can. So at the moment, it'll be virtual. Ongoing, when we, you know, the restrictions lift, obviously there'll be different activities, face-to-face activities that the young people can get involved in. We've also got a Facebook page as well, Alan. So it's Youth Health Hub Yarra Ranges. So that's up and going for people to have a look at that. So the Facebook page, Youth Health Hub Yarra Ranges. You can check out what's going on with the group. So I think it's really great for our for the cohort, I think, in the area, Alan, for the young people, and especially at this time during COVID where people do feel isolated. They might have, you know, fallen out of work. They need to upskill. It's an opportunity for them to contact this group we're a part of to help them along.
Because one of the problems seem to be at the moment, a lot of people do feel isolated, and particularly the youth. They're used to being at school and or university or whatever they are, so they've got a whole lot of mates and friends during the day, and all of a sudden now they're sitting at home with probably not a lot to do.
That's right. And so I'll just tell you about a few of the services that have been offered currently. So there's mental health, so around counselling, life skills and support, so housing and legal. General health, so GPs, sexual health, exercise, dietetics, health and engagement activities, also for local Aboriginal people. So that is what is currently up and going now. So we'd really encourage people in that age bracket, 12 to 25, living in the Yarra Ranges, working or studying in the area, to contact us to get involved.
And we should also mention, of course, too, that probably a lot of the people that are listening to us are in the bit older age group. So if they've got a child or a grandchild, then they should, in living in that vicinity, they should take the details also and pass it on.
Absolutely. We'd really appreciate if the listeners could share the word. Let their neighbours know, their kids know, their families know that this this support is there and it's available and it's free as well. Yeah, for the people to access.
And that's terrific, because one of the problems we seem to have at the moment is isolation, that particularly when we can only get out for such a short time, and it's fairly restricted why you're allowed out. So, and obviously, all these that you're talking about at the moment are Zoom, and let's face it, Zoom's very easy. I can use it. So if I can use it, anybody can use it. I'm not the smartest kid on the block when it comes to computers, and I do a number of meetings via Zoom, and I find it very easy to do once you've downloaded. Erin, so obviously at the moment you have no idea when this is going to be able to be up and running, do you?
Not the face-to-face, but virtually it's up now. So we'll definitely keep people updated via our Facebook page and more generally through our networks. Let people know where we're at. Yeah.
And what sort of hours are we talking? I mean, obviously, all these programs aren't there at the one time. So, like, when say the doctor's there and someone like that, how long are those sessions taking? Do you know?
I don't have the exact details on that, Alan. But what I'd suggest, if people would like to know some more information, if they call that mobile number 0409 348 604, and check out the Facebook page as well, Youth Health Hub - Yarra Rangers. There'll be updated information on there and contact details so people can ask those specific questions.
And yeah, it's not necessarily a crisis line, is it? We should emphasise that.
No, that's right. It's support. It's to really help to support the people within that age bracket living in our area. And this is actually something that came up pre-COVID, so it wasn't brought about because of the isolation with COVID and the pandemic. It is really good timing for now. So it's something that is needed in the community, and we want it to be ongoing as well.
And it's not like someone's going to get, as I said a few minutes ago, so somebody gets involved and then 6 months later the funding's gone and so it doesn't commit. So, I mean, some of these young people might commit, particularly when it comes back to face-to-face. I mean, some of these young people could be there for a couple of years quite easily, couldn't they?
Absolutely, yeah. And that would be a great outcome if we can support them through that period to help them through, whether it's around training, legal advice, you know, health advice.
Oh, that's terrific. Look, Erin, and I've got to take a break in about 30 seconds. Is there anything else? Perhaps if you could just give that phone number again, and then I've just got to take a break, please.
Sure. So for the Youth Health Hub Yarra Rangers, the contact number is 0409 348604. So 0409 348 604.
And if you missed that number, give us a ring at the station, and Greg can we can get it from Erin, and we'll pass it on. Now we have got something here for your mother. Let me just put that up there. Put this down there. Things have just changed on the computer on me. Now Erin wants a request for a mum. So it's a Bobby Darin. And Erin says, "You must have been a beautiful baby."
Oh, you know, you must have been a beautiful baby. You must have been a beautiful child. When you were only starting to go to kindergarten, I bet you drove those other childs wild. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, when it came to winning blue ribbon. Well, I bet you taught the other kids how. Well, I can see the judge's eyes as they handed you the prize. I bet you took the cutest bow. Yeah, you must have been a beautiful baby. Cause baby, won't you look at you now? Come on, blue eyes. only starting to go to kindergarten. I know you drove the other child's wild, and I believe in that when you came to winning blue ribbons. Yeah, I know you taught those other kids how. Well, I can see the judge's eyes as they handed you the prize. I know you made the cutest bow. Yeah, you must have been a beautiful baby. Cause baby, won't you look at you now? Oh, I mean, oh, beautiful. Oh, beautiful. Oh, beautiful. Oh, beautiful. Oh, beautiful. Oh, beautiful. Oh, I know you're beautiful, too beautiful.
Welcome back to Community Connections on Yarra Valley FM 99.1. Now, we've just had a couple of little technical situations, but we're right now, and I've got Erin with me from Siri. Erin, tell us a bit about of what you can do at the moment, please.
Sure. Thanks, Alan. So we're still delivering all of our services, albeit some of them have been delivered a little bit differently. But for our family and children's services, that hasn't stopped. So we have continued to provide long day care, kindergarten and occasional care throughout the throughout COVID. So that hasn't changed. We're still taking enrolments as well for our kindergartens and our other services.
Erin, are they only for the like nurses and police and that, or can anybody book in?
Yeah, so we do need to follow the regulations at the moment with stage four with those permitted workers. You're right, Ellen, thanks for pointing that out. So the children would need to be the children of permitted workers currently, but we are still taking enrolments for those people who can attend, but also people who might have an interest in, say, next year, looking forwards to care needs, so long day care, occasional care, and our kindergartens. We run sessional kindergarten at Chernside Park. So we're located at 33 Kimberley Drive at Chernside Park, just back behind the shopping centre as you drive along towards the primary school there. So we're offering 3 and 4 year old kinder. We also have long daycare at our Mount Evelyn site on Old Hereford Road, 20 Old Hereford Road. We have 3 and 4 year old kindergarten there and also integrated long daycare. And we have integrated long daycare at Yarra Junction as well on Little Yarra Road, 39 to 41. So those services are still running. We also have occasional care, which is flexible childcare at Chernside Park every day too for those people who can use it. And we also offer it at Yarra Junction. And Alan, I suppose, you know, at the moment, as you say, there are children who can't physically attend our services at the moment. But even though they can't physically attend, we are still keeping in contact with those families. And a way that we're doing that is through Siri Kids Hub. So we've got a page on YouTube and on Facebook. And what we've done is got the educators who are very talented. They've got so many talents. They can take wonderful care of the children and, you know, educate them face to face, but they can also, they've got other talents. So we've got some educators who play instruments, they sing songs for the children that have been recorded, they also read books for the children to look at and listen to, and they have craft activities as well. So that's
terrific, isn't it?
It's really good. And look, we've had a really great uptake with that too. I think the kids love seeing their educators and, you know, being able to show their family and their carers, you know, people on the screen who normally would take care of them at the service. So it's a really wonderful way. And look, you know, I know that COVID hasn't been great for the society as a whole, but for us it has actually changed the way that we connect with families in a positive way. So that's been really good. I'd really encourage people to check out our Facebook page. So if you look at Siri Children's Services,
which is CIRE.
Thanks, Alan. Yeah, CIRE Children's Services on Facebook. They'll see a link there to the Siri Kids Hub, and there's a whole lot of videos there, recordings that the educators have made to engage the children, which is, it's really heartwarming. I love watching them. And there's also Japanese and Spanish lessons on there as well for those children who are interested.
Mm. So yeah. You don't have to go onto YouTube. You just go to your website, do you?
They go to our Facebook page.
So
Siri Children's Services. Check us out there and they'll see all the past videos on there, and they're updated regularly as well. So I think it's really good, and it does highlight you know, these special talents that these already special people have. So, and I wanted to give a shout out as well to educators in general, Alan. So not just those at SERI, but, you know, across all of Victoria and Australia, that they've done such a wonderful job. Their work hasn't stopped. So they're the frontline workers. It's been business as usual through this whole period. They've turned up, you know, every day for work to take care of the children. And that's across the school as well. I think my hat, you know, goes off to these educators who are doing such a wonderful job.
I think a lot of the educators have done an absolutely terrific job, and under some fairly trying circumstances for them, because some of those are trying a bit like yourself to homeschool and do all sorts of things too, aren't they?
Oh, they are. They are. There's I think they're juggling so many different situations, but they're giving that consistency to the children who are in need as well. So being able to be there on site for the children, you know, it's just wonderful. It gives them that consistency. So as you say, Alan, we are at the moment supporting those families of essential workers, but also those with vulnerable children. So I would really encourage people who think that they might need the care at the moment, but also if they have inquiries for, you know, down the track once we're out of stage four restrictions and more people can attend, to contact us. And our number is 1300 835 235. We'd love to hear from families who might be interested to, you know, when we can, take them for a tour of our site as well.
Erin, what's your website for people who are listening? They might want to look up and say, well, look, let's have a look at this. So what's the website, please?
It's www.cire.org.au.
Erin, you want to tell us a bit about the training hubs?
Yeah, thanks, Alan. So we had some really exciting news earlier this week. We found out that we've been nominated as a community training provider of the year finalist.
Sure, that's terrific.
In the Victorian Training Awards. So we're so happy about it, and it really it's a testament to the work that the team does to, you know, provide training to the community. So I thought I'd just put that in there. So thanks, Alan.
You've got to have the plug.
Thank you. But also to let your listeners know that we're taking enrolments for Term 4 in early childhood education and care and individual support. The course information is available on our website or by calling us as well. So, please,
Erin, will they be up front or will they be Zoom?
Depends where we're at, Alan. So at the moment, it's all being delivered online. And as soon as we can get back in the classroom and deliver face-to-face, that's what we'll be doing. But we are set up to deliver really successfully remotely as well at the moment.
Yeah, that's the point I just wanted to make, that whether we're out of whatever we are, they will still continue, whether it be in up front or whether it'll be via Zoom. So
that's right. Yep, we'll be delivering face-to-face or virtual, so we'll be continuing with the courses. That's right. Yeah, thanks. We also have a small business hub, so there's membership available to that. That gives people access to a range of training and support programs, networking and events as well. And once we're back face-to-face, there'll obviously be more offerings there. There's an early bird offer of $25 at the moment, so I'll give the website again later on, but you can check us out there. That's another initiative we're going on that has going on at the moment. We have the Lego Lockdown Challenge. It's something that we ran in the first lockdown that was a real success, and it's a virtual program. Currently, it's running every second Tuesday from 4 until 5, and the next one is on the 8th of September. I think it's great. It's a live session where the kids can do, you know, they have a theme each time, and they can create a Lego and then show the people on the screen as well. So I'd encourage people to get their kids on that. And from personal experience, I think it's really worth it. There's a book and movie club as well. So that runs on the fourth Wednesday of each month, and that's actually running tonight. That's the next one. And it's also free while we run it virtually.
Tell us how that works, please, Erin.
So the people who are involved are told what book, and so it's a book that also becomes a film, so people can read either the book or maybe they've seen the film and then the group gets together and they talk about it.
And so what age group's that for, Erin?
Really for anyone. I mean, it's attracting older adults at the moment, but we'd really encourage anyone who is interested in film and, you know, and books to check us out. So I'll give you our website again soon, but all of our activities are on there on our Facebook pages too. But we've got, you know, we were delivering this face-to-face initially at Chirnside Park at the community hub, but now we're doing it virtually for the obvious reasons. Our doors are closed down there at the moment. So that's good. We also have a midweek meet on Facebook. That's on Wednesdays at 7:30. So again, another event tonight. We have a different guest each week from the community to speak on topics relevant to the communities. So details of each guest speaker are available through the Facebook page as well. We've had, this is another really great uptake. It started out as a Friday night session, and we shifted it to Wednesday, and there's been a lot of people interested in it. So another way to connect with the community.
What time tonight's at, Erin?
At 7:30.
And so how would, if we're listening now, how would we access that?
So if people have access to Facebook, if they search for Siri, Siri Community Hubs. So CIRE Community Hubs. If they search for that, they'll see the link there for the midweek meet. And it starts at 7:30. So if they're on at 7:30, they'll be able to see what's going on there. We also have, Alan, the food pantry at Yarra Junction Community House. So that's at 2463 Warburton Highway in Yarra Junction, just next to the post office. And we'd love people to, those people in need, to take what they need and also leave what you can. It's available 24/7. It's out the back of the building, so people just walk from the footpath out the front, past the post office, past our building, and around the back in the undercover area, there'll be food available there for people.
Oh, that's a terrific idea. And if anyone's got access, they can leave it there too. Is that the idea?
Absolutely, yeah. If people have access that they'd like to donate, we'd really appreciate that. And then also people who are in need, we welcome them to come and collect what they need too.
And that's what night again? And between when and when?
That's available around the clock, Alan. So it's at 2463 Warburton Highway, the Yarra Junction, the community hub at Yarra Junction. The Siri premises, just next to the post office. Go around our building, around the back there's an undercover area, and there'll be some food available there for people.
Oh, that's terrific, because there are some people that are doing it very tough out there, and we need to acknowledge that. Unfortunately, Erin, we're getting to a stage where I've got to be gone for the 1 o'clock news. Erin, look, it's been great chatting to you again. Could you just give us your details again quickly once more, please, so we can people can make contact?
Thanks, Alan. So please contact us on 1300 835 235. That's 1300 835 235. Our website is www.cire.org.au. And we have quite a few Facebook pages as well. We've got Siri Training, Siri Skills Hub, Siri Community Hubs, Siri Children's Services, and then our main Facebook page, Siri Services.
Sounds fantastic. Unfortunately, Erin, I've got to go. Look, I really appreciate your time, and I appreciate you sticking with us today. We had the odd little problem. I'm not sure which end, but anyway, we got there in the long run, and Siri will be back at the same time on the fourth week of the month, and we'll look forward to someone from Siri next month. Thank you, Erin.
Thanks a lot, Alan. Thanks for having us.
Bye.